When the Pasuk says V'yabos, according to Abaye, the drasha was L'rabbis Eitzim L'voina. They were talking V'mabar Eitzim and L'voina. So like it's Kashan Rava. How could Rava say that if the Basar Kachim Lifnei Zrikis Tamei, there's no Lav Tidit, and still we say Eitzim L'voina, if they become Tamei, there is a Lav Tidit. Like how could the Basar Lifnei Zrikon be worse than Eitzim L'voina? Gemara says, Halka V'mayaskini, you know what we're talking about. One would be Marba. Eitzim L'voina, Tadarin Shekitshu B'Kli. I'll tell you, after you put the Eitzim of L'voina into a Kli, Rashi says it means Eitzim Shechot Eitzim V'machtes Kli Shavas. You cut it down with the Kli Shavas in Alam Ezbeach in Gecholim. Or when you put it up in a shovel, in a Kli Shavas, take a shovel, that you took it off the wood with the Gecholim. Whereas L'voina also, Shekitshu B'Bezichim, that you put it into the Bezichim already. The Afilu Koras Petum Masaguf Nami Yispo. In such a case, if you would eat it, and your tummy, you would be chayiv koras. That's where we're being marba, the eitzim ulevoino, that if it's tummy, there's a lot. So that's Gemara Teres. Hachav na yaskin of a goyin, shekitru bekli, dinasu kimi, shekorvo ko matirov. It's as if all the matirov were brought already. This is its uttermost kedusha. And therefore the locher is, if a person that's tummy would eat it, he'd be chayiv koras. It's not like this. Kol sheyesh le matirin, anything that needs something to be matirit, let's say the boso, you have to have a zrikas adam to be matir the boso teat, so mishakoru matiruf, after they already made the avodas adam, after you made the zrikas adam, that's when there's a chiyuv koras now, if a person's tummy eats from the meat. But kol sheyesh le matirin, something that does not need anything else to be matirit, then we say, nothing like the Eitzim and the Levoina, nothing else has to be matra, it itself could be used to be burnt. And then the klal is, Mishekitra B'Kli, once it has a Kedusha Saguf, it has a Kedusha from the Kli Shoris, then if it becomes Tameh, and somebody eats it, it's like a Chayav Koras. Therefore it's good. Eitzim or Levoina, if you eat it, you get a Lav, there's Malkus. Because if you eat it, it's Tumas Saguf, there's the Koras. Ma'ashen Kein Vosel of Nez Rika. Since the Matirim were not done yet, you do not make the Zrikas Adam, so there's no Chiyuv Koras if you're Tamei and you eat it. Therefore, when the Basar is Tamei, there's no Lav for a person to eat it. It may read like this. Hamal Evrei Behemet Tameya. Agabi HaMezbeach. If somebody takes the meat from a Behemet Tameya, let's say a sus, a horse, or a camel, and he puts this meat and burns it on top of the Mezbeach, so a Shlokas Shamalek, a Shlokas Sesnes, you get Malkus. Rabbi Yechon says, no, there's no Malkus. First, like a Shamalek, you get Malkus. Why? The Pasuk is Mash Meteirin. Only a Behemah Teira could you bring for Korban. But Tumeya, Loi, you're not going to bring a Behemah Tumeya for Korban. If so, V'lav Habo Machlal Asay, Lekin Alof. That's what Shlokish holds. A Lav that comes from an Asay, you also get Malkus. Rabbi Yechon and Namarain Aloik Alof. Rabbi Yechon says, no, there's no Malkus here. Lav Habo. The Chalal Asay ain't licking a love. He owes a love that comes. You only learn out the love from an Asay. There's no Malkus. Samur says, Meisav, Rabbi Yimarim, he asked the question. The Pasuk says, Oisai Teichlum, this you're not eat. Feloi Behem Mitzmeya. But you're not allowed to eat the Behem Mitzmeya, you're not allowed to eat a sus or a camel. Then we say, V'lav Abo, Mechlal Asay, the love that comes from an Asay is only as luck like an Asay, and you do not get Malkus. So here it's a kashim mashlokish. You see clearly that a lav abo machlal asay is not called a lav. You don't get malchus. So where it says, oh, malay Rabbi Yaakov, Rabbi Yirmiyah bar taplipo, asav lecho. I can't explain it like this. V'yev rei behemet tameya to kuliyah malay pligi. Everybody take a hold by the evorm of a behemet tameya. That is only an isser asay and not a lav. Even mashlokish also agrees. There's only an asay and not a love. For this you will not get Malkus. Keep pligu with the Machlokes b'chaya. Machlokes is by Yechaya, and Rashi says, well, I'll learn your Malkus, not a Machlokes by Malkus. Eli asay, it's a Machlokes, there's Nisra asay or not. The Eminam the Epech, and we even change it around also. The Vyachim Vash Lokesh. And this is the way that the Vyachim said over. Most of all, this is the way we learned. We have Vyachim and Amar, over the asay. If you burn a chaya on the Mizbeach, even though it's Tahor, still does Nisr Asay. Rish Lakish Amar Einu Raiva B'Vlai Klum. No, there's no Aveira at all. Rish Lakish says there's no Aveira. The Machalkis is like this. Rabbi Yechonon Amar Oiver B'Asay Yetzir Over Nisr Asay. The Pesuk is Mashma Behema in Chayaloi. You only let her bring a korban from a behema, not from a chaya. So that's a Nisr Asay. Rish Lakish Amar Einu Raiva Olav B'Vlai Klum. No, there's no lav at all, there's no aver at all, not even Nisra Sei. Hahu le mitzvah. The son of the mitzvah is supposed to bring a behemah, not a chaya. And as Rashi says, hu le mitzvah, behemah mitzvah akriv, the chaya is a rishus. O miyu, tmeya, vade loy, the behemah is a tmeya, that a vade not, a sir mi mashke Yisrael, we always dash, which means, min amut le Yisrael, if you only bring something on the korban, that's a heta for Yisrael to eat. Mashenken is sus, that's no heta b'chal teeth, avad, that's another to bring on the Mizbeach. Mashenken a chaya, shlokish is learned, you're allowed to bring a chaya for korban. Moisiv Rav has the question like this. It says, Evil nema korban Lashem. The Pasuk would have just said, korban Lashem, behemo, that you could bring for korban Lashem a behemo. But Yisiyim, I would have said, chaya b'chal behemo, that really a chaya is also b'chal behemo. Kinyan Shinema, like Vidash and other places, the Pesach says, Zaysa Behema Shetaychlu, this is the Behema you'll have to eat, Shor, Seh, Sovim, the Seizim, Ayel Utsvi. So, Lechuri, you see when it says Behema, an Ayel Utsvi is Bechlau, that a Chai is Bechlau Behema. And so maybe when the Pesach says, Korban Hashem Behema, so maybe the Korban you'll have to bring a Chai also. So this is the Pesach, Vidash, you know, Tam Lem, the Pesach says, in Vayikra, Boko Vitzoyin. That what type of a korban could you bring from? Only from Bokor or Tzayin. So Darshan Bokor of Tzayin Amat, Elechor, V'loi Chaya. That you're not allowed to bring a Chaya for a korban. So here's the Kashan Mashlokish. Right to the Bryce says, Yoch, maybe I would have thought to say, Lo Yovi, Stam, you're not allowed to bring it. But Vim Hevi Kosha, maybe like Mashlokish is only the mitzvah to bring a Beinah. But maybe the evidence if you're bringing a Chaya, maybe it's kosher for korban. So Mar says, no. Holom is the daima. What is this like? Le Talmud Shoma Loi Rabbi Havoli Chitim, where the master tells his servant, "Bring me wheat." Fehevi Loi Chitim Sarim, and he brings wheat and barley. Sheinoi Kamavra Dvorov Ela Moisav Al Dvorov V'Kosher. Like this, is all what I thought would have thought maybe to say. But this is all part of the Gemara's Kasha, the Brice's Kasha. That maybe Taka like Rish Lakish, maybe Taka, it is kosher for the Yevit. And even though the Pesach says, Boko Tzoyin, so maybe it's only mean to say that that's what you're supposed to bring. So like I'm asking for Chitin, but maybe if you bring, maybe you bring a Chaya, it's just like adding Chitin and Tzorim, maybe still it's good. And this time, we'll know. The Pesach says, Boko Tzoyin. It says a second time, Boko Tzoyin. So you dash in Boko Tzoyin, and Matalacho, V'loi Chaya. Halom is a daima. What is it like now? After the Pesach says it twice, that Boko Tzoyin. So now, Lamazda, what is it like? L'tal mitshom l'rabboi al tovili el chitim. In the case where the master tells his servant, please only bring me just wheat. Sehevi loi chitim asirim. And he goes and he brings wheat and barley. Sheinu k'maisav al dvorav. It's not like just he's adding on to his words. Ela, but rather it's Kamabra al Dvorov. It's like he's going against his words, and therefore the locker is opostle. So in our assess, Tiyufta the Rosh Lakish, Tiyufta Nechnami, from this Bryce attack, it's a Tiyufta and Rosh Lakish, here it's Nash Mekloth, Stephen Likuva. Not just Tam, the Mitzvah Behema, but Stephen Likuva. The Apostle says twice, Bok of its saying, Kabonis could only be brought from Behemis, and not from Achaya. Even Achaya Tahira. Now the Gemara says, it says in the Mishnah of Kulam Shekiblu, even the Psulim, if they made a Kabbalah, so the Gemara says, Boyim in a Rosh Lakish from Rabbi Yochanan, Rosh Lakish, just a shayla, just a question from Rabbi Yochanan. Posel, let's say a Kohen that's Posel, and he makes the Kabbalah, and he also makes the Zrikas Adam. Ma Sheyasa Shirayim. What's the law? Does he automatically now make the Shirayim, the leftover blood, in the animal, like Shirayim, as if it can't be used for Zrika? There's no way to make a Kabbalah rope again and to make a new Zrika. That's the Shaila, like Rashi says. In Kibel Vizara, let's say a kohen that's posel made the kabbalah sadam, and he also made his rikas sadam already. Now the shailer is mal sheyach shema kosher. Could another kohen that's kosher go now and make a new kabbalah and make a new zrika and make the korban kosher? Why not? Because me, I'm even should I say, kivun the zorak posel, since there was a zrika done already by a posel kohen, so maybe shav yiladam shevetzava shirayim. He automatically makes, like the blood left over the neck of the animal, shirayim, meaning with leftover blood, for sula and nechla zrika. It's not fit to be used for a zrika anymore. By doom, the other side is no, that lo yalima zrika psul, leshav yiladam shevetzava behema, shirayim. Maybe no, maybe a zrika that's only done by a posel, by a kohen posel, that's not a good zrika at all. It does not make the leftover blood shirayim. And therefore the eighth would be, let a kosher kohen come here and make another kabbalah, the leftover dam in the neck, and with that dam, let him make a zrika. That's what Rish Lakish asked Rabbi Yechonon. Omalei, so Rabbi Yechonon answered back, ein oise shirayim. Shino no, it does not make shirayim. El chutzles manoi, only where the kohen made his rika and he had a machshava, like even though it's his rika psula, meaning that b'shasta's rika, he himself was a good kohen, but the only thing went wrong with his rika was just that he had in mind b'shasta's rika, either to eat the meat, chutzles manoi, chutzlem kohenoi, that rika is called enough of his rika to make the shirayim, the leftover blood shirayim, that you cannot make a kabbalah over again. Why? Hoilo maratzle piguloi. Because it's called the zrika that makes pigle. Like we had before, pigle is only chav when you korv kol matirav. It has to have a shame that you brought the korvin, that you made the davar avodis. Sure, she did it with the psul pigle, it's chal in the korvin, din pigle. But it's sitting like the avodis were done. So since the avodis of zrika was done, therefore the leftover blood is posul, it's called shirayim. But in the case where a kohen that's posul made the zrika, that's not called an avodah at all, it does not make shirayim, and you're allowed to make a kabbalah over again. If there's still some dam ha-nefesh left in the behemah, you're allowed to make a zrika over, and make a kabbalah over, and then make a zrika. Now the Mar says, Rav Zvid Masni Hochi. Rav Zvid learned like this, that boy minei Rish Lakish Mer Yechnum, you know what the Shali, you know what Rish Lakish Rav Yechnum was like this, Kois Posol Mal Shiyash Shirayim. That was a shaila. We have a kais posel. Rashi says, "Kagoyin sheyotze." He had a kais of dam. Means after they made the kabbalah sadam, now they took this dam outside the base of Migdash. So the psul yotze on it. Mal sheyasel adam shebitzav shirayim. What's going to be the loch now with the leftover dam in the neck of the animal? Can you use it over again or not? Im zorko kain koshel is there. Let's say this dam that has a psul yotze on it, the kain made his rika with it. So the question is, does the Zrik help enough to say the leftover dam is shirayim, and therefore the lawyer hate the corner of Korban Shiyasa the Kabul? There will not be at the corner anymore to make a new Kabbalah. Or maybe not. Maybe since the Zrika was done with the dam that's posel, that's not called the Zrika. And therefore the leftover dam could be used over again. So that was the Shaila. And on this, Omalei, Rabbi Yechonon answered back, that Achur Nesitoli, Psul Gufei, Mai Svilachor. What are you going to hold if an Adam that's posel makes a zrika? What's the locha? Does it make shirayim, the dam left over in the neck of the animal? Is it called shirayim or not? That e psul mishavi shirayim. If you're going to tell me a kohen that's posel, when he makes the zrika, he makes shirayim, that the leftover dam cannot be used anymore. If so, kohen posel nami mishavi shirayim. We're the same thing here also. Lamaisa zrika was done with this dam. What's wrong with the zrika? The dam had a psul yotzi on it. So it's like the zrika was done b'psul. So you're telling me now that does make shirayim. So here also would also make shirayim. And therefore you cannot do it over again. But e psul loy mishavi shirayim. But if a psul, the person that's posel, when he makes the zrika, that's not considered a zrika at all, it does not make shirayim with the dam. So I'll tell you, kais posel nami loy mishavi shirayim, with the same svara, that a kais posel, even though there's a psul, a yotzi on this dam, still does not make shirayim. I'll tell you, Le Mishav Yishraim will be the same thing. That's what Rabbi Yechon answered back. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifta Masni Hochi. Rabbi Yirmiyah Midifta learned like this. This was the Shiloh. Boy, Minayabaya Meirava. That Abaya was the one that asked the Shiloh from Rabbi like this. Kois, Mao, Shiyas, Eschaveroi, dichoy oishirayim. Okay, so we have a kais, one cup of dam that you made a kabbal already. What does that do with the second kais? Does it make a dichoy? Does it make a shirayim? So Rashi says the case is kagoyin chatis shekivul dam v'mishnei kaisos. Let's say the kain made a kabbalah with two different cups. When he went to be mekabel the dam of this korban chatis, he received it in two different kaisos. Now v'nosan kol matnaisim miyachas mihen. He made all this rika from the dam of one cup. The question is chaveru, what's the loch of the dam in the other cup? Shirayimu, does it have a loch like shirayim, and therefore it has a loch now v'nishpach liyisayid? You have to spill this blood also on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. The Pasuk says, "There's kol adam yishpech." So that's one svara. And when you get finished making this riko, the leftover dam of the kli, you have to put on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. That's called shiraim of the dam. Maybe here also. The other side is no. I dichayu. Rashi says, "Dichav yidayim." You have pushed away that dam. That means lo nitzim imenu ala kronos. You did not put any part of that dam on the Mizbeach. If so, this dam is not like shiraim. You do not put it on the side of the Mizbeach, but rather the Yishpech Liyama, you should throw it down to the stream. Shebazora Maitzi Damla Nach Kidron. Maybe it's called Dichoy, Dama Dichoy, that you don't even put on the side, but rather you just put it into the stream of water that throws it away. That was a Shaila. That Kais Mal Shiyasa Chaleru Dichoy Shirayim. On Malay, on this Rabbi answered back, Plukta the Rebbe Lezer Rebbe Shimon for Rabbanan and Echnami. There's a machlokes of Blazer Reb Shimon and the Rabbanin. In the case we do not make any zrik at all from that dam, does that dam have a din shirayim or not? The Tanya will learn like this. Lamalu Weimer on top of the pasuk says, "As domoy yishpech." You're supposed to make a put the dam, spill the dam. So Rashi says lamalu means the. Rashi says mepasha. It talks about the soya nosi when it brings his carbon. The leftover dam. It says. V'yezdoma yishpach, it says the leftover dam you should spill on the yisoid. And there it does not say kol domoy. That's what talks about the soya that the nasi brings. That's lamala. Lamala weimer ezdoma yishpach. It doesn't say kol domoy, just ezdoma yishpach. Lamata weimer, the Rashi says, by echatis yochid weimer, there it says, v'yez kol domoy yishpach, that you have to spill over all the leftover blood. So, if so, nine, how do we know? Lechatis, shekibu domo, biyarba kaisis. Let's say the kayin, b'shasta, kabbalah sadam, had four different kaisis, four different cups there. And he made a kabbalah in four different cups, filled them up with blood. And now the nosin, maton achas mizeh. Oh, maton achas mizeh. And he made a maton, he made a zrikas sadam, that the four zrikas, each one, from each kais. So then the lochr is, shekula nishpachim yisoid. All these four cups have a loch of shirayim, that the mitzvah now is to pour this leftover blood on the Yisrael of the Mizbeach. How do we know this? Tam Lem, the Pasuk says, V'yez kol dam yishpach, that all the dam that was used, you're supposed to spill on the Yisrael. Yochel, I would have thought to say the same thing should be, Nosan arba matonis mikois echod. Again, where you first made a kabbalah in four different kaisas, and now you made all the four zrikas from this chatis, from only one case. You only use one case for the zrika. So Yochel, I would have thought to say maybe the same halacha should apply. That Nosan Arba Matonis Mikais Echod, maybe Kulam Nishpachim Yisoid, maybe still all the other dam is still called Shirayim, that you're supposed to put it down on the Yisoid. And this note, Tamalai Malanat, the Pasuk says, V'yez Domoy, that it's dam, some ashmoni part of the dam, and not all of the dam. In this case, there's no mitzvah to put all the dam on the Yisoid. Okay, so how do we have it? Who nishpach li yisoid? That was left over from this one kais that you actually made this rikis. That's like you're supposed to put on the yisoid. But vehei nishpachim liyama. But the other three kaises that were not used at all for zrika, those you're supposed to put on the yama. You throw it into the stream of water. And the reason is why Rashi says, because this man the yama holds, the kais oisach chavera dichay. But since you only used all the zrika from one kais, and echnami, the other kaises, have a loch of dichoy, they're like pushed away, there's no mitzvah shirayim on them at all. That's what the Tanakhama holds. However, Reb Lezer, Reb Shimon Oimer says no. He says, Minayin, how do I know what to say? Minayin lechatis shekibu doma biyarba kaisis. You made a kabbalah in four different kaisis. And still v'nosam dalad matonis. mikois echod, that you made all the zrikas only from one cup of blood. So how do I now still to say shekulu mishpachim liyisoid, that all the four cups of blood, the leftover from the first kais and the other three whole kaises, have to be spilled on the yisoid of the mizbeach, that it does have a lach of shirayim, leftover blood? Talmud Lema, the pasuk says v'yes kol adama yishpach, that you have to spill all the leftover blood on the yisoid. According to Rabbi Elazar ben Shimon, though, the pasuk still says v'yes dama yishpach. There still is a pasuk that says mashmoni part of the blood, not all the blood. Where do you have that? On Rabashi, Shavashi answers on Rabashi, mutis shirayim shevitzavu behema. That means the dam that there wasn't a kabbal at all. That means if you have still blood left over the neck of the animal, that dam you have no chiyuv to make a shirayim to put it on the yisoid of the mizbeach. You only have a chiyuv all the dam that was there b'shas kabbalah, all the dam that went into the kaisis, even though there are four different kaisis. Only that dam there's a mitzvah shirayim to put it onto the yisoid of the mizbeach. But the dam that's still left in the neck, that's the pasuk of yes domoi, that some blood and not all the blood, meaning that blood left over the neck, that blood you do not have to. All right, turn over. So the kitzur, that's what Rabbi answered back Abaya, that Rabbi says, a machlokes anoyim, it's a machlokes anakam, and Rabbi Shimon, and the blood of Rabbi Shimon, if a kais ois a shrayim or a kais ois a dichi. Now the Mishnah says, kibbal ha-kosher v'nosan l'posel. That's a kosher, a kain made a kabbalah. And then he handed over to a posel. The Mishnah says, yachsa ha-kosher v'kabbal. Let the kain kosher come and take it back again. And the Gemara says, l'tzricha. Well, tzricha means like we need all the cases of the Mishnah. The Mishnah says, the cases of, that it says, kibbul ha-kosher v'nosan l'posel yachsa l'kosher, that's one case. Then it says, kibbul b'yaminoi v'nosan l'smoyli, put in his left hand, also yachsa l'achsa yaminoi. Then it says, kibbul b'kishos v'nosan l'klichoyol yachsa l'klichoydish. Then nishmach min ha-kli al-aritzo v'yosal kosher nosal agavikevis. The Mishnah says all these cases, that even though something wrong happened to it, it says the chiddush, you can fix it up. The Gemara says, now tzricha, I need the Mishnah to tell me all these cases. If we only say one, I will not know the other cases. Almost like this. Niyashmin apostle, we don't know the first case. We are clearing caution after he made this rika. He handed it over to apostle, that's so he could take it back again. However, I mean, I would have thought to say, my apostle, what does apostle mean? Tomei. That the clearing was tomei. So if the clearing is tomei, it's not so bad. The chosin li avoidas tzibor. That the maisa still is fit to bring a carbon tzibor. A carbon tzibor is brought for tumor. So even though the clearing is tomei, he's allowed to bring a carbon tzibor. So maybe that's not so bad, therefore you could do it over again. Avul smoil. In the case where the crane took it from his right hand and put it into his left hand, loy, maybe since you can never do the avoid in your left hand, so maybe once it comes into your left hand, it's possible you can't do it over again. So tzrich, I need the second chiddush, that even though the dam was handed over to your left hand, you'll have to put it back in your right hand. Now, the yashmin and smoil, we don't know the chiddush by the smoil, the left hand, the yisle ha'chshera v'yayim ha'kipurim. But if I call upon him on Yom Kippur, he does use his left hand. Rashi says, not less a macht of yiminoi, he takes the shovel with his right hand, the esakaf, and the spoon, the smell of his left hand. So Kopon and the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur is allowed to use his left hand. So that's why here, even though regular Kohen should not do it, but if he puts in his left hand and puts it back in his right hand, that's why it's kosher. Avo kli choyel loy, from the case where he takes the dam from the kli kodesh and puts it into a kli choyel, maybe since the kli choyel is never fit to be used, maybe it's like dochur, maybe you can't use it anymore. That's why need the chiddush. Even though it's put into a kli choyel, still you're allowed to put it back into a kli kodesh. Now the yashmin in kli choyel, if I would only hear the chiddush of the kli choyel, mishum the chazal look at shino. Because if I call upon him, it's fit to make kedusha in it. You could do mikdash it. You could make it into a kli shoros. So maybe therefore it's not so bad. Avol hanachem aloi. But the other cases that you cannot do mikdash them, loy tzricha. That's why need the chiddush. But in all these cases, that even though it was put in the wrong place, just put it back again in the right place, and it'll be okay. In other words, the kli choyel is the big mila, that in itself you can make the kedusha, you can make the fit to be used. Mashenkin, the smoil, or kohen pol, for them you can never fit, they're never fit to be used. Now the more is the question, like why not? Like why isn't this dam not dichoy? It's in a matzav now that it can't be used. So taka, why is there a takana to bring it back in your right hand, put it back in its Kurdish? If we're right now in your left hand, it should be dochli, should be pushed away. It's not fit to be used right now. Why isn't there a psul? Oh, Malay Ravin la Ravashi, so Ravin is a back Ravashi. Hochiyom Rabbi Yimi Medifta. This is what Rabbi Yimi Medifta said. Mishmei the Rav, the name of Rava, that Hamani, who did this by, who did our Mishnah go like? Chonan HaMitzri. Our Mishnah goes according to Chonan HaMitzri, the less laid the Chuyin. He does not hold the Chlau from the Psul of Bichuy. Even though there's a time that it's not fit, but later when it becomes fit to use, you're allowed to use it. The Tanya went like this. Chonan HaMitzri Yayma, Chonan HaMitzri says, Afilu dam bekois, even though you have dam in the kois, maybe chaveroi or mazid loy, you can bring more dam and mix them together. Rashi says like this: Afilu dam soyer and asa lefnim on Yom Kippur. If you have this soy that's supposed to be done lefnim, that you already made the kabbalah, you have the dam in the kois, and now that what happened was umei samishtaleach, the second soy that's supposed to send over the cliff amishtaleach died. So chur alocher is now, you have to make another soyer mishtalech. So chur, the first dam is like dochui, you can't use it right now. Still, Chonan HaMitzri says, lo nitcha dam, that dam is not possible. El mevi soyer acher, bring another soyer, o mazvoi lahadam, o mezav goloi, make it for zivug now, you have a new pair, and therefore the dam is still kosher. That's what Chonan HaMitzri says. Again, that Afilu dam b'kois, the Gemara says, maybe chaverim mezav gloi, just bring another soya for the mishtaleach and match it up with this one, and you can still use the dam. Even though at the time when the first soya mishtaleach died, this dam was not fit to be used. So you see, he doesn't know from the svar of dichui. So if our mishnah goes according to Chonan HaMitzri, there's no psul of dichui, at least by the dam. Ravashi says, kol shebiyodoi, oyevi dichui, maybe our mishnah goes according to Chonan. That usually there is a psul dichui, but here it's much better. Since it's biyodai right now to fix it up, it's biyodai to masakin it right now to return it, to get it back again, to make this dam fit, therefore we say there's no psul dichui. But by the case of mishtaleach, it's not biyodai, like who says you'll get another one? So therefore here it's much better. Oh, my Rav Shia, Chavos, the Rav Ashi Mistavri, he says it's a proof, it's a svar like Rav Ashi, that man shamad le yisle dechuyin, who's the ikashita that holds the svar of bichui? That once it's pushed away, you can't use it anymore? Rabbi Yudah shita. But now we're done like this. The yoydam Rabbi Yudah, it's another chiddush. That nishpech adam, in the case again, we have the sawyer of the nasa pnim on Yom Kippur. After you made the shita, after you made a kabbalah adam, now the dam was thrown, it was spilled out, you can't use the dam anymore. So the chura, you have to bring another sawyer up pnim. See, old, yom nisam shtaleach. You have to like kill this mishtaleach, you can't use it. Now if like dichu, it's pushed away, you have to bring another two serum. What's going to be the case of mesa mishtaleach? Let's say, after you made the kabbalah sadam on the soyer ha-pnin, then the soyer ha-chitza and the soyer mishtaleach died, so now it's not fit to be used. If yishmech adam, you have to spill away this dam, it's dichu, you can't use the dam, you have to wait till you get another pair. That's what you do the shita. Now v'shamin alei, still we hear of Yud himself holds that the Yom, he says, kol shebiyod, anything that's biyod, it's up to you to do it right now, but you have a dichoy, that's not called a dichoy. So the kids al mishnah can even go according to Rabbi Yudah, even though usually there is a psul dichoy, here there's no psul dichoy. The Tanya went like this, Rabbi Yudah Weimer, kreis echod ho yevamala midam ataruvas, that one kreis of dam was filled up from the dam ataruvas, v'zorka zrikachas, and they made one Zriko Venegra Yisoid. So Rashi says, I mean, Damat Rubis means Shav Sochin. When you used to shecht a lot of carbon vessels there, and they used to have a kais from a few different carbonos mixed together, so you'd make one Zriko Venegra Yisoid, it'd be good. Rashi says, Zorka Zriko Achas Kedin Pesach Venegra Yisoid, the full current Vermis Mizrachis. Yes, so it says what? That's kosher. So Shramin, what is this near? That Kol Shaviyodoi, they have Vidicha Shramina. Anything that's biyodai for you to fix it up, there's no psul. So we'll soon see what this case is. Kuf, what did you just say? Tanya, we learned, if you do I know, kais echad, one cup of dam, hoyim amal, we used to, like, make a kabbalah of how it was right now, midam ataruvus, from the used to shecht a lot of carbon pesach, and all the dam used to fall on the floor, and then they go and collect it together in one cup. shem yishpoch echod mihem that if one got spilled out, the other one is masherit. What's going on here? There's no kabbalah b'kli. The avmin was all the dams went on the floor, and then from the floor we used to pick up the dam and make a kabbalah. So that's not a kosher kabbalah. We had before kabbalah has to be directly from the blood of the neck, has to go to the kli. Someone says, "Mino yoda." How do you know this? Who told you that? Maybe there was a kabbalah. Elra, the question is, shem lo niskabel b'kli. Like how could you just take a cup of dam from the blood on the floor? Maybe the dam came straight from the neck onto the floor. Like even though it's not for sure, even though it could be most of the times was they made a kabbalah and then they spilled the blood on the floor, but maybe you have to be afraid there was no kabbalah at all. Elra, what he meant to ask is, shem lo niskabel b'kli. Maybe there was no kabbalah b'kli. Maybe the dam just spilled out from the neck of the animal onto the floor, and maybe there was no kabbalah at all. Omlem, he said back to him,